the earliest I can trace my interest to the ocean back was when I was a little kid. I grew up in New York City, and I would spend summers at Rockaway, which is a beach community just outside of New York City. And my grandfather would love going out surf fishing. He has this long surf rod, and I'd go out 4 or 5 in the morning with him along the beach, and he'd take the rod and sling the lure into the water. And so here's this line going out into the sea down below the surface where you couldn't see it. And then sometimes, if he was lucky, there'd be a fish at the other end. And I'd join him, and I'd sit there wrapped up in a bathrobe or something because it was usually cold. And I started to wonder what was down there. Why, you know, what was the deal here? And then I actually was in the Peace Corps, and I was on a little island called Samoa in the South Pacific, which you've heard about lately because of the tsunami. And one of the things that I did, I was working in a sea turtle conservation project, and we had to feed the turtles. So we would go out to sea in these little teeny outrigger canoes and fish for tuna mostly to bring back to feed the turtles. And we'd go offshore, and you're sitting in the middle of the Pacific Ocean in this fairly derelict little canoe. And the ocean looks pretty much the same when you're out there. But we could always go to one part of the ocean in a certain place around the islands and find fish, whereas other places we'd never find anything. And that sort of planted a seed in my mind about why is one part of the ocean more productive than the other.